News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, the government is to establish an independent statutory tribunal to deal with claims arising from the cervical check scandal. Hearings will be held in private, and the tribunal will differ from the current court process in that it will be voluntary for all parties. Joining us to discuss now is one of the patient representatives on the Cervical Check Steering Committee, Lorraine Walsh. Lorraine, you're very welcome to the programme. Can I ask your reaction first to this news?
Good morning, Kieran, and thanks for having me on the show. My reaction to this news is, I suppose, that I welcome that things have started to move again, but what do we know from what's been announced yesterday? I mean, Judge Meenan announced in October that he was, you know, going to recommend a tribunal. And at the time, the Minister for Health had said that he would revert within 1 month regarding how this was going to progress. Now, when I met with Judge Meenan in October, I asked him at the time, you know, what sort of time frame can this be introduced in? I mean, he's a High Court judge. I felt that he was the best man to ask how quick this could happen.
Yeah.
And he said, realistically, it could be in by January if they really wanted it to happen. So I suppose the announcement yesterday that, you know, Miss Justice Mary Irvine has been appointed is very welcome, and I'm glad to hear that. But then also to see in the Times yesterday that the legislation probably won't be in place until late 2019 is a long time away. I mean, for the women and families involved in this, we're already 8 months into this process, and late 2019 sounds to me like another, you know, 9 to 12 months before we even start a tribunal. So, you know, it's a long time for your life to be on hold and you know, to be waiting.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I'm sure anyone else in your situation would feel the exact same way. Another year of waiting around when it could be done, as you said, according to Justice Meenan, by January, this coming January, if they really want it.
Yeah.
In terms of the importance of a tribunal, one of the issues or one of the points of discussion around this entire scandal has been just the adversarial nature of the court process, and even that mediation really wasn't all it was being cracked up to be, certainly for a lot of people. And Vicky Phelan spoke very strongly about that in the early days of the story. How important is it that there is a kind of a non-adversarial route for settlement?
Well, to be clear, a tribunal is still an adversarial route. It's very much still like a high court, only that it's in private. That's the only difference. And when they say private means you still could be giving testimony in front of a dozen or up to 20 of a legal team. So if you call that private, well, you know, but it's as private as it can be. You know, women in these cases and what has happened so far, if you've heard Vicky Phelan talk, you know, have been asked very, very personal information. And, you know, very few people want to stand up on a stand and start talking about private, intimate information about themselves and their sex life, or, you know, their own bodies and how they have changed because of the treatment.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, a tribunal will be, I suppose, less public, but it will still be an adversarial process.
It sounds, Lorraine, like you've pretty serious misgivings about this.
Well, look at it. There's no ideal court situation, I suppose, is the thing. And Justice Meenan was very clear about that from the beginning. This situation is quite different to other situations in that every woman and family will have to prove negligence in their case in relation to, you know, the smears and the labs. In relation to the non-disclosure, the government has already accepted liability in relation to that. And this was something that came out yesterday, is that the minister now has decided to go to look into some form of ex gratia payment to compensate for the non-disclosure. So I certainly think that's good news. It's something I had discussed with Judge Meenan way back as well, in that if there's a woman that doesn't have negligence in her case, but she was subject of non-disclosure, it now means she won't have to issue court proceedings if they proceed with the ex gratia payment.
Yeah.
If, you know, she can take that as an option and then move on with her life and not have to engage solicitors and barristers and go through a legal process and even into, yeah. into the tribunal. And I think that's what he has alluded all to right. yesterday. Now, I don't know any of the detail, and he doesn't know any of the detail yet, but
yeah.
at least that is a step forward, and that might be suitable for some of the women and families.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Look, on that note, Lorraine Walsh, Cervical Check Steering Committee member, thanks a million for speaking to us, Lorraine.